Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's a little more than just a setback. Yes, it's probably his Browns career ender, so there you go.
Yes, I don't know. I just have that feeling.
I kind of thought we were there anyway, right? Another Deshaun Watson season away, right?
Yes.
Because this is three straight years he is unavailable to the Cleveland Browns to play the majority of the games. He has missed, I did the quick math, he's already missed 32 games in three seasons due to injury and or suspension. And I guess we're just going to go ahead and put 17 on that. So that would be 49 games in 4 years.
All right, I'm going to take a phone call here. Then you've been talking about it. Apparently you ran into one of my relatives last night at the Cavs game.
Sources can confirm, yes. I have photographic evidence.
Well, you've been dangling this thing in front of me forever. And you won't tell me what it is. So I've been sitting here for almost 3 hours wondering what you're going to talk about.
So. We got a little busy.
All right, we'll do that. I also want to go through the NFL playoffs, too. Waltz and Burton. Hi, Walt. How are you?
Doing well. How about you guys?
We're hanging in, getting ready for some more football. Looking forward to Ohio State tonight, Ohio State, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, before I go on to what I want to talk about, go Buckeyes.
There you go. Go Bucks. OH.
OH.
IO.
IO. Okay, here's – I've been in the insurance business for like 45 years, okay?
Okay.
And when I saw that watch that ripped his Achilles, I did a little bit of research. Okay, of course, you got to realize the teams when you have that kind of a contract, they're always going to try to get some kind of disability clause on that. And the disability clause, from what I saw as I did research for Watson, was if he misses the 2025 season, they're going to get salary relief in the form of an insurance payment.
Right.
Now, what that does to the cap, I have no idea.
They'll get a little rebate. They'll get a little rebate from the league, too.
Will they? Okay.
But it's not going to be the full $72 million. Like, that's the thing. Like, people have to understand, like, it's not going
to
be much.
I don't have access to the policy itself.
Right.
But there's going to be some kind of relief there.
It's one of those Lloyd's of London one, right? One of those kind of policies.
Probably.
Selling fear since 1688, Lloyd's of London, correct?
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you.
I just wanted to toss that in there. And once again, go Buckeyes.
All right, go Bucks. Thank you, Walt.
Take care. Bye.
Walt and Burton. All right, go ahead. Spill the tea. I want to hear this.
So,
first of all, he sends me a picture last night.
So this part I do know. Yes. So sitting at the Cavs game, and gentleman ends up sitting between myself and Bob Finan. He was a former roommate of Bob Finan.
Yes.
And so, and then he leans over and he says, hey, you know Andy Baskin, don't you? I go, yeah, I'm pretty sure I do. I do a podcast with him. I work with him.
Were you snarky about it?
Oh, of course I was.
You couldn't have been like, yeah, I know Andy's a good guy.
Oh, no, he's a jerk.
I was
totally snarky because, I mean, what would you expect from me?
Yeah, but then you probably dropped your snarkiness when he told you the relationship, right?
No, well, so then he we take a picture and I send it to you.
Yes.
Now, I can't...
You can't read that.
I can't read what I texted you.
No, I know what you said.
I just very politely asked you who the gentleman was. Let's just put it that way.
Yes.
And so, turns out it's your brother-in-law.
It's my brother-in-law, yes. And it's the reason why I know everything about Tuscarora County, yes.
So, He told me the story about how you basically ruined your sister's wedding.
I did not ruin my sister. Ruin my sister's wedding.
Well, you definitely.
It's his wedding too,
right? And he holds this against you that you ruined their wedding. You ruined their wedding photos because you went out and had to go play ice hockey and you got hurt.
Okay, first of all, can I lay down the foundation? My sister is 10 years older than I am. Okay. And so he's 11 years old. This is my brother-in-law we're talking about, who I love to death, right?
I don't know if the feeling's mutual, by the way.
Here's the deal. Of course he loves me. It's not a big deal, right? They got married on Saturday, right? And
first of all, how do you go play hockey on your sister's wedding day?
Dude, first of all, my mom is still mad at me about it. I know my sister has a little, but God bless my father. I love my father, and I will always love my father, and I think about my
father.
He's
the only one that was in your corner on this, right?
He was 100% in my
corner. He was the only one that turns off the number lock.
The wedding was like at 6 o'clock at night on a Saturday, okay? The game was at 10 o'clock in the morning. I was like 12 or 13. And it wasn't just any game. It was the championship game.
Okay.
Okay? It was the championship game. And by the way, in my, I don't know how many years I play hockey, probably 20, to less than 20.
Uh-huh.
It's the only hat trick I've ever had. In that championship game, okay?
Here's the key question, though.
Okay, the problem is what happened in said championship game.
Here's the key question.
Yes.
Setting aside the hat trick, congratulations to you.
Thank you. I can't remember if we won the game or not.
A starter or were you a bench player?
It was like Pee Wees. Everybody played.
Like you were a star.
I don't know that I was a star. I was never a star. I was the only thing I was a star at is splinter removal when I got older in my career.
So the hat trick, what you're saying, was a rare fluke.
Yeah, no, because I play defense. Defensemen don't get hat tricks. Okay. They just don't. You know, right. I mean, there are some that do, but I just like that's not me.
Just
never want to was
paint
me.
The full picture of the circumstances. You
so the problem
bailing
was,
on your brother's wedding early.
The problem was I may have suffered a concussion at 10 o'clock in the morning, and my sister was getting a little bit married. You know, was getting married later. I think I might have been in Bantams.
Wait a minute, this is explaining a lot because I think you still have the concussion.
Oh, of course, I have that. Why do you think I say so much about concussion and concussion protocol and understand it and get it and like have to watch these videos from the National High School Federation to be able to coach to understand that coaches can be held liable if they put a kid back out on the ice or anywhere else if they've got a concussion. You know, it's like. And then you put yourself in the position of being a coach and a parent at the same time, and it's just like, it's tough, right?
So I have asked.
So my point is, you did not get a picture from the wedding.
I
look like you. Yes. Did you get it?
I have requested. I put in a request for photo.
Did you? I look like a goon.
I haven't.
So the concussion was so bad. My neck was really sore, and I don't know if you've ever had the feeling before. But if you have no control over the back of your neck and the muscles, your head's either back or forwards. That's it.
Yeah.
And I remember. And then the other problem, and my mom might still be mad. And my dad's been gone for, how long has he been gone? Too long. Eight to 10 years maybe already. And so my mom's still mad because when we got to the temple for the wedding, I may have lost my lunch at the venue. Because I was like, I was out of it. Like, I barely knew I was there. So I look like in their wedding pictures, and I apologize to my sister for this, okay? I'm publicly, who else gets a public apology? So I'm apologizing to my sister.
For ruining her wedding day photos.
My family's so neurotic, and I know you can't believe that, all over the place.
I know, I'm shocked.
But, I apologize for having a concussion, but I would trade that concussion for a hat trick any day of the week.
Oh, wow! I thought you were going to say you'd trade the concussion for better.
I feel bad. I mean, I always felt bad.
You ruined their wedding photos,
I did not.
Man.
Oh, it's a couple pictures. Just maybe I'll go back and they can airbrush me out of them now if they want to. They've been married.
They haven't?
40 years probably. I think they've been married that long. Man. So.
What a bad brother
you
are.
So did you get a picture?
No, I've not gotten a picture.
I was in my teens.
What a bad brother.
Tell me my dad's not the father of the year for letting me play in the morning because my mom is still mad about it.
Yeah, and I want to know how long your dad got the silent treatment from her after that. How many weeks, let me months, just say and this. Years?
Anybody that knows my mom or knew my dad knows there's no such thing as the silent treatment in my house. If there is a word to be spoken, positive or negative, the silent treatment does not exist. The neuroticism comes from that.
Yeah. So,
yeah, all right. Do you feel better for outing me now?
I do. And I feel even more better because you revealed that you selfishly put yourself out there so you could get your hat trick. And on
scored
top
three
of it,
that day, man.
And on top of it, you lost your lunch at the wedding too. Like, come on, like, just what a sloppy mess.
If I can't be honest with all of you, then who can I be honest with?
But you know what? I respect the honesty, and I respect you giving your sister and your brother-in-law an apology for ruining their wedding photos.
Yeah, it only took 30 plus years.
But now, after you have described this to me, I absolutely need to see these photos now.
Oh, they're brutal. I look like a goon. I totally look like a goon.
Was your hair combed at least?
Yeah, but okay. I had like they were kind of cool glasses in the 80s.
Were you
in
a tux?
Was I in a tux?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, I got to see.
You think I showed up in ripped up jeans at my sister's wedding?
You had a concussion.
They would have been more mad about that than anything else. So, all right. Now you know enough about most families.
It totally explains the resentment I felt last night at the game.
Most people have like these family trees, and people talk about how their family tree is so strong. Ours is weeds. 216-474-0092. Talking NFL playoffs next. Baskin and Phelps with Darryl Ryder.